Yes, Siobhan, this is something that basically I moved a number of years ago. I moved a motion that basically that the Donegal MD would basically have meetings and partnership with the OMA Fermanagh District Council. Because the real situation, we have a huge amount in common. I mean, we border each other at Pettigo and also at Ballyshannon and Bleak. And at the moment, basically, you know, there's a huge issue in relation to flooding in Pettigo with the Termon River and that. It borders basically the north and south. And that's why it's very important that we have basically negotiations, we have meetings with OMA and for Fermanagh District Council, basically to improve partnership in relation to the environment, the infrastructure, and also in planning. You know, because there's a huge area there that, you know, we cross borders, we cross rivers, and we cross land. So when you're there, your neighbours, it's very important that you're meeting with them on a regular basis. And, you know, discussing these issues that you have on a daily basis in relation to infrastructure and rivers or whatever the issues may be on the day.
Right. So are there particular sectors that you think are going to benefit most from these talks?
Yes, I mean, like, you know, you just look there in Enniskillen. Enniskillen built state up the Art Hospital on the way into Enniskillen. That's about half an hour from Pettigo, probably 45 minutes from South Donegal. I believe there's issues there that we could build on. The same at McGalvin Hospital with Derry and Strabane and Letterkenny. So I feel that means there's areas like that that we can build on. I mean, as I said, for economic development, there's a huge amount of, you know, with the timber factories in Bleak there, and the far side of Enniskillen also, and then we have environmental section here in Pettigo. So I mean, there's a huge amount of economic development going on both sides of the border, and you know, it's like anything, a rising ship, a rising tide will lift all ships, and I believe that we work together, we can benefit both sides of the border, and I believe that we have a lot in common with the OMA Fermanagh District Council, as I said previous, because, you know, we border them in so many places, and they are the neighbours, and if we have issues on one side of the river, they have the same issues on the far side. So I think it's very important that we work together for the betterment of the south area of Donegal, and also OMA and Fermanagh area.
Yeah, of course. Why do you think that areas like Enniskillen and OMA have been left out of the conversation?
Well, it probably is something that was probably in hindsight and was looked at. As you can see, from north of the county, there's huge basic negotiations with Strabane District Council, Letterkenny District Council, and Derry. And, you know, that has paid dividends between, you know, with ATU and Letterkenny, that and the Goblin, as I already alluded to, in Derry. So there's a huge amount of, you know, negotiations and collaboration going on between both. And there's a lot of dialogue, and, you know, it's for the betterment. And, you know, we're looking in relation, you know, and the north of the county with the AF5. Could come in there also basically to and improve the infrastructure into Letterkenny area. So I'm talking about the same, the Pettigo Road is a huge link right into south of the county that comes to Cash, you know, or Fermanagh, OMA. So that area, I mean, we look at improving that infrastructure, improving that road into a bit, and because connectivity, I mean, unfortunately we don't have the train service in that here in Donegal, and I believe the infrastructure in relation to roads and improving that will add to this region immensely.